Well, here's what I don't get about our collections of the uncategorizable, the probably useless but not quite discarded. Why did we ever reserve a kitchen drawer for them in the first place? It must have happened as soon as we moved in. There were five or six boxes, maybe labeled kitchen, and we unpacked dishes and pots and pans, that hideous tablecloth we got as a wedding gift and never ever used, some dubious gadgets and half-empty spice jars. Cream of tartar, like, what is this even for? But I'm pretty sure there was no box labeled junk. We couldn't have packed single shoelaces, paper clips, expired coupons. So when we unpacked, why did we leave a drawer empty to collect such stuff? Did we discuss this? Do we actually say, let's use this drawer for junk? Why in the name of Dewey's decimals would we do such a thing? I don't know. That's a question that might as well be shoved in a box marked Unsolved Mysteries and stuck in the back of a closet. Except that closet, where did all this stuff come from? The once used, the never to be mended, the things too big for the junk drawer. It's all taking up too much space in the closet. What we should do is we should get one of those big plastic storage bins with the snap on top, or maybe two, they're made for stacking, and put all this stuff into them. We'll have a whole new closet, and we can put the storage bins in the garage. Of course, we'll need to reorganize the garage a little and make room for them, but at least in the garage, I more or less know what things are or were. That weed whacker is going to work again once I take it apart. The extra battery cables and coils of rope, the three-legged table, a spare bicycle. I mean, mostly stuff that's there for a reason, not like the junk drawer in the kitchen with the universal remote control that works on nothing in the known universe. The spatula blade without a handle, the Smokey the Bear keychain with a key that has no lock, and all those inexplicables. Well, let's face it, friends. It's not the junk drawer or the closet or the garage. The problem can't be found in the many miscellaneous collections of the forgotten but not gone, the useless remains that remain and remain. That junk drawer only appears to somehow fill itself, just as our dreams can seem to be visitations coming to us from outside. But it's in our heads, all that junk, and it doesn't fit anywhere else. Lists of things we'll never do, lyrics from long ago TV shows, the memory of the unwanted glimpse of a naked parent, the taste of a particular morning's joy or humiliation, memories and fantasies, misinterpretations, all jumbled together in the ultimate junk drawer, the one we can never clean out. And that's why there's a junk drawer in the kitchen. We're driven to replicate this sorry mental state. We match our helpless mental hoarding by saving bits and pieces, by not letting go. And then we can get rid of some of this stuff if we feel like it, when we feel like it. We know there's always going to be more. And one of these days, we'll be rummaging through it, you never know, and find just the thing we need.